What's up, everybody? It's another Your Buzz Committee podcast right here at Churchill Smoke Shop. Another Friday night. It's ladies' night. And shout out to my man, my main man, my partner in crime, Mr. P. Powell to the third power. Mr. Preston Powell the third for holding it down. Preston, man, what's going on?
Man, Chad Duke back in the house from Good Brothers Committee podcast. And it's a Friday.
That's right.
So that makes it even better. But I know, Chad, you've been on the road a little bit. Exploring the nation. I know you just said a minute ago you haven't even recovered yet. You know, Good Brothers Committee, I want to burn up the cigar. Today, smoking this Monte Cristo White, you know, the White Series. Nice, good, and smooth smoke. You got the Queen of the Hill.
I'm about to smoke this crawfish.
The Queen of the Hill has spoken by this crawfish. Now I'm smoking infused from Raph Cigars, downtown Chicago, West Taylor Street. Shout out to Raph Cigars.
What's down Chicago? Since you're back in the house, let's give a little recap. I mean, you know, that first Friday, you know, we did a little something on the anniversary of your boy's death. Kevin Samuel just did something.
Right.
It popped up in the feed and people were talking about it. So I thought it was interesting to get it out there and see what people, how they still remember the man, his message and his whole wave of internet is still alive and going and thriving today.
Yeah, it is. I mean, hey, the man spoke some hard truths that most folks don't want to hear.
Yeah, then you got so many copycats that popped up. It ain't even funny.
It's going to continue to do that. You know, everyone got to be prevalent and relevant. Irrelevant.
Yeah, he told some hard truths and he had some serious conversations that, you know, probably need to be had. The same thing I mentioned. He, you know, he might have chose his way of doing it. But hey, you know, it is what it is. It was enjoyable while it lasts.
Right.
You know, one thing I didn't appreciate is celebrating the man's death. That's just too much. That was just too much.
You know how it is. People internalize everything.
Yeah, and then it was totally unnecessary. Then the biggest thing is here. His biggest supporters were women. So, you know, they call in and ask him a question. He just answered.
Right.
He gave him some, like you said, he gave him some hard truths with those answers. But the other thing that we really missed you on was the conversation me and Uncle Neely had dealing with the transport port. You know, everything that came along with that. Of course, we went over what was going on in Colorado. Then we just talked about what the portal itself is and where it's going. And, you know, just get some of your take on that. Since I know you've talked to several people about the portal.
Well, yeah, what was that? That came out of nowhere, didn't it? Man, the NIL, man. That part of it, I'm okay with that. You know, but as I saw on the podcast, which was Uncle Neely, you know, it's about geographical areas, different spots you can do and grab these deals in, because you know it's gonna be a little different in Colorado or Baton Rouge than it is in Jackson. You know, but you got a guy that it might be, you know, a D1AA prospect or FCS prospect. You know, maybe considered a 2-star, you know, but got a little buzz in his ear, then he might want to go to a Jackson State, or he might want to go to a Jacksonville State. You know, he might want to go to a Nickel State or Arkansas State. But if you got a guy who considered a 5-star, a diamond rough type guy, you know, then of course he has a leeway because they will have film on to go to a Colorado or go to a LSU, go to a Tennessee or ACC school or whatever, or PWI, whatever, a Power 5 school. So, you know, as the old saying goes, you know, sometimes our greatest gifts are our greatest curse.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we did touch on, you touched on there, is Colorado's a whole different athlete. That team went 1-11 last year. They lost by an average of 29 points.
They got hate.
Which was the worst statistical losing season in 100 years. I saw Joe Clapp talking about it, like them losing by an average of 29 points And that the one game that they didn't lose by 29, they lost by 8, but they were down by like 28. And they just came back a little bit in the third quarter. And they put it in. You know, they're not, they're the team you got to start. And it's
right, right,
2 points. So, I mean, but, right. You know, the biggest thing that you touched on that I think is going to be really big is that guys get a chance to get on the field by going to the place. Because the one thing I mentioned in the news is that, hey, what you're going to get now is those 4-5-star guys, when they go to those Power 5 schools and they don't get on the field, they got an opportunity. Coach, see, baby, you see.
What up, big coach? We say, coach.
Yeah, so you're going to see those guys making a change to get just to get back on the field, which, like you said earlier, which could be a boost to HBCU, could be a boost to, you know, 1AA schools and things like that, where you can get those guys out into your program.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else, too, I thought about. Even for the rule changes, what it gave a lot of, especially athletes of color, it gave them to have both experiences. Right. You know what? I'm going to start off with the PWI. If I win a couple of national championships, I go to, you know, HBCU school and get that culture, too. And people might, they might be saying, you might be robbing, you know, robbing the store, as they quote-unquote say, but I mean, hey, you know, that's what they want to do. Everyone has goals and aspirations. It might not fit yours. That's their business and not yours. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, whatever these young men do, I just, the main thing, I hope they have good people in their ear giving them wise counsel.
Yeah, at the end I of said that too. Well, I'm going to tell you one. Now, here's an aspect on it that really touched on that I think, you know, when it's going to be an interesting conversation in the future, is what happens to these high school kids? Because, you know, like we mentioned now, what would you take? If you got a kid coming out of high school that's such a 5-star, 4-star, and you got a transfer coming in that can play for you immediately, that's going to have some bearing on that.
That's a no-brainer because you know why? I'm going to take that crab, sweat and call them crabs. I'm going to take that freshman from a PWI or Power 5 school who got experience, that got film, who's ready to come in and play. That means that now as I'm 10, I'm going to take that high school guy. I'm out of teaching. Right. He has no game experience. So I'll take that guy just like JUCO. JUCO will probably end up being phased out for too long.
Well, yeah.
You know, because it's either I'm going to take the high school kid to transfer or a guy that's a fifth year senior, you know what I'm saying, yeah, who can transfer, who's already graduated.
Right, right, right. Because like you just said, that freshman or sophomore in the transfer portal has already got the college experience. He's coming in already prepared than a freshman is. So, you know, they still got limited scholarships. So, you know, one thing Lily brought up, he said that high school kids got to make sure they pay attention to, because when they get these early offers in their junior year, they got to take them a little bit more serious, because you mess around and wait till that senior year, and you know how coaches now, you know how it is now, you got to win now. You don't have, like they used to have today, they used to at least give you, what, 2 or 3 recruiting classes. Now they barely giving you that. So if I got to win now, and you see, well, Gaddy went to Missouri. You know, so if I got a Chad Ford, and I need some defensive line, offensive line help, and Chad Ford telling me he want to come play for me, and I get Chad, I got to take a high school player, there ain't no question what I'm going to do. Because I got to win today.
Right.
You know, tomorrow gonna be
right,
tomorrow.
Right.
So a lot of teams gonna have to come up with that balance. You know.
Yeah, and see, also too, at the same time, the learning curve is gonna change. Because guess what? That transfer can also go to a place that run almost the same system that they came out of, like the NFL. They'll probably find a system that's similar to what they played in, especially when it comes to the terminology. So if that coach leave, go to another school, he can transfer and follow that coach. Guess what? He already know the system.
Right, right. That's definitely right. It's like Brian Kelly brought those guys in from LSU. I mean, brought some guys from Notre Dame.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah, that's going to happen. Look what your boy did at Oklahoma. Took them guys from Oklahoma. Took them out there to USC with him. And now here's a question. But with the advent of the transfer portal, you saw the success at LSU. You saw the success last year with USC. you start seeing all this quick success through the transfer portal, sort of success at prime at that state. So do that make administrations look at the transfer portal and look at their coaches like, hey, we should be winning faster?
Well, that's a very good question, but here's the thing. It's all about the administrative mindset, because most administrators are going to say that we're the gatekeepers for academics. They say they don't want to win, and I don't believe that. That's a lot. They do want to win. But they're going to say academics come first, and that's the right words to say. But some presidents probably will, because guess what? They get rid of the head coach, they're going to probably get rid of you too. Right. You don't want to approve the hiring,
right?
Along with the AD, so that's a very good point. I think it's a very poignant point. It's very plausible as well. But the question also is going to be: is we're going to win now? How much are you willing to risk to win? Because if you win now, guess what? That means if kids got numbers, they're going to opt out, go to the league early. You know what I'm saying? Or transfer to another school. So what's the risk?
Well, you know, one of the things we brought up is look what Kim Mulkey's doing at LSU. You know, she won a national championship in her second year. She got the top two transfers coming into LSU next year. And you still have your All-American sitting there. So, you know, you still got all that going on. And that's just, you know, building a monster. You build it quicker. If you that person, you know, if you can attract that kind of talent, you can build it pretty quickly. You know, so I mean, that's a conversation that we're going to have a lot more on. And y'all can expect to see Uncle Neely back here again soon when he get back from Colorado to talk a little bit more about, you know, the upcoming season.
Right.
Things going on like that.
Yeah. All right, we're good.
What's happening, though? You want to let the people know a little bit about your travels and what you had going on the last couple of weeks?
Oh, okay. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Hattiesburg, made it to the Hall of Fame at BroFest. Fantastic time, humbling experience. This past weekend, went to Chicago. I had to go out of town in the morning, unfortunately, for a funeral. But that's 2 hours away, and I'll be back home tomorrow. Don't forget about Soul City Smoke Fest coming up in June.
Yeah.
I'll be going to the coast. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. About 4 weeks away. I'll be going to the coast on May 27th for an event down there on the coast. All my brothers and sisters on the square, all my brothers and sisters in love. Hey, man, shout us out. Call us up. You know, come out and have a good time. I'll let you know when I get down there. Rolling with some of the Good Brothers committee in June. Supposed to go to Lake Charles, of course, host to the Smoke Fest. Go to Huntsville, man. It's gonna be a busy summer, and I'm going back to school. Our summer school start May 30th. And time, I just want to kick myself in the ass.
But that's gonna be a constant. Chad gonna be in school.
By the next 5 years.
Yeah, you're gonna get another degree, another certification and something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good thing, man. That's a great thing. But you know, as always, you know, give us some comments down below. What do you think about, you know, the recap? You know, we had last week the death of Captain Samuels on May 5th. Talk a little bit about the transfer portal. We got some other little things coming up. We're going to do some other little specials and some other guests we got coming up. We got a couple of new female cigars.
Right.
Spoke one last Friday. It's pretty good. We're going to have her on. I don't know if y'all remember, but the Queen of the Hill has her cigar, the La Brewer Network. We'll have her going on more in depth about that cigar.
Right.
We're running some specials. And Churchill, do mail cigars out. Go to the website. You can log into the website, look at some of the selection, and we do mail cigars out to customers as they order online. So that's something else we do. But also keep in mind what Chad mentioned earlier, the Soul City Smoke Fest, which is June, what, 15th through 18th?
June 15th through the 18th, Thursday through Sunday.
It's for African American cigar lovers around the state, around the country, around the Southeast. Come out and enjoy it. Be partly here. Downtown Cigars, who else? Several other people that they'll be doing different events for throughout the city during that whole weekend. That'll be something great for everybody to come out and enjoy and should have a good time. And you know, the Good Brothers will be there, so come out and have a smoke with us and a cocktail, of course, because it's Friday.
And please remember to leave your comments down below. And if you have any suggestions and things you want to talk about, man, leave it down in the comments too. And as always, we appreciate you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And this has been another Good Brothers Community Podcast right here on the Hill, Friday night. This is Ladies Night. Church Hill Smoke Shop. We appreciate you as always. Peace.
Talk to you guys later.